Oh, what? I've been talking to her.
Yeah, you don't forget about her.
Okay, I want to go back to a tweet you sent out 2 years ago, where you just said, now I'm broadcasting this for everyone, but you said in this tweet, like, I don't like telling people, or something about Nathan gets to be this, and it's hard for me to tell people I'm the backup. So, obviously, it's been a struggle for you. You know, you had to sit behind Nathan and this and that. So getting a win as the starting quarterback, leading touchdown drives, 5-year journey to here, 4-year journey, what's it like? Like, what's the overall feeling today?
I mean, it's just a great feeling to the best part is celebrating with your teammates and your coaches.
Yeah.
I mean, all the hard work we put in, even in the offseason, the winter and the summer, all the hours we put in, and the things that people don't see outside that we see, all the sweat and all the hard workouts that we put in with the strength staff in the off season. It means the world to us to get a win and to celebrate with each other. It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, Nathan was tweeting stuff about you and Red Grange and all this stuff today, like galloping Ghost O'Toole and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I know you guys were close.
Yeah,
you know, so you know, what's it like to, you know, he's the one tweeting about you kind of now. You know, what's that like?
I mean, yeah, he's one of my good friends still. We keep in touch, talk every day. Just still keep in touch with a lot of those guys. I mean, Steve Holt's back and Miles Estes. I mean, all those guys. I mean, they're such great guys, and I learned so much from them. Just they helped me grow up a little bit. Just being those older guys, they were around the block one more time than I was. So, I mean, yeah. I look up to them so much. And, I mean, they're just great friends. I'm glad I got to know them as well as I did.
I was going to ask that next. Is what's this year like been for you? Because you were close to Lank and to Steve Hall, and you know, you guys are always tweeting that you're always together, and off to Nathan's wedding and all that stuff. What's it like with most of them gone?
I think early on it was kind of hard to get used to, like just going up the stadium and not seeing them there, and then just kind of communicating with them through text messages. They're always like, when we went to Rentoul, they're just like, keep us in the loop about all the funny things that go on, and so we're sending them videos and funny things, just telling them funny quotes from camp and like the funny dances that go on in the locker room. But there's people my closest friends are Donovan and Matt Lacoste that I've roomed with, and Chris Bowles and Pat Flatt I've roomed with and I've came in with. It's made me closer with those guys. I mean, that's been awesome. I've loved every second of it.
So. Yeah. Tell me about the first two drives. Like, you guys came out on fire. Some of it scripted, I'm guessing, that you had set up. But what'd that feel like? Suddenly you're up 14-0.
Yeah, I mean, it felt great. Early on in the year, that was kind of our thing. We weren't getting off to good starts at all and playing well in the second half, and now it's kind of flip-flop. Getting off to great starts. I mean, Wisconsin, we were up 14. Defense getting some huge stops. Defense has been playing great. I mean, we put them in tough situations sometimes, and we did that today. I mean, they had that turnover. I think that would have been huge for us to go down there. We needed some points and had that turnover, which was my fault. Shouldn't have thrown it out there. But, just getting in the rhythm, and we felt great. Early on, and then we just gotta be more consistent. If we play like we did early on in the year in the second half, and then play like we are right now in the first half, and I think we'd be a really dangerous team.
I remember, I'm taking you back to things you said. This is something you said to me in Rentoul like 4 years ago, that you almost pursued basketball. Like sophomore year in high school, you were thinking you wanted to chase basketball. Are you glad you chased football? I mean, what's that journey been like? I think you had said you grew up like basketball is my sport and this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and then, so talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't change this experience for the world. I mean, all the tough times that we've been through as a team, and I mean, the guys that I've been with coming in and going through all the hardships of it and then going through some of the great wins that we've had like today. I mean, this is a game I remember for the rest of my life because I got to celebrate with my close friends. And I mean, if I did basketball, I wouldn't have met all these guys on the team.
So. Sure, yeah. Last question, singing the school song on the field after a win, what's that like?
That's awesome. I mean, just sharing it with our fans and, I mean, just playing tribute to or just having – celebrating the tradition. I mean, it's a great feeling, and that's just up there with singing the other song in the locker room, just spraying water everywhere. So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, Riley. I'll make you switch everything in the other hand.